Margo and Ez for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.
Because this happened to one of our locals last night.
Richmond, D. Martin, 3 votes. I declare the winner of the 2017 Brownlow Medal, Dustin Martin of the Richmond Football Club.
That is just sensational. A big party in Castle Maine, Ezzy.
We are very excited, and one lady in particular is feeling very proud this morning. She's known as Nan to Dustin Martin, but her name is Lois. Good morning, Lois.
Good morning.
Now, Lois, it's Coggo and Ez here. Now, I wouldn't even know what would be going through your head at the moment. Tell us about last night at Castle Maine Camp Reserve.
We were just so proud of Dustin. Humble boy.
Aw. You obviously know that he's a superstar. You know he's good at footy. But what did last night mean for you guys?
Oh, we were just so proud. The whole family. The whole family were there, apart from Shoney's dad being in New Zealand.
He got some.
Which is sad.
Yeah, I was about to say that, Lois. He, on his speech last night, we had the audio. We won't play it now, but he got very emotional. It's a tough time, isn't it, with that?
Of course it's a tough time for him. You know, he'd want his dad here, but it won't happen, or hopefully it might happen.
Is there still a chance of it happening, Lois?
Oh, who knows? Who knows?
Yeah. Well, are you heading down the Calder to the MCG on Saturday? It sounds like there's not a lot that can keep you away.
Nothing will keep us away, even if I had to stand.
Hey, Lois, did your grandson, Dustin Martin, did he give you tickets?
Yes, he is getting some tickets for us. Then we got ones out of the ballot. So actually, I'm coming to Bendigo today to pick them up.
Oh, perfect.
Yes.
We can pick them up for you, Lois. They might cost you a little bit.
Can you?
We'll sort it out. Hey.
Yeah, no, you might keep them.
Yeah, don't you trust him, Lois. Not at all.
I won't.
So did you go to the camp reserve last night with all the crew down there?
I went to Campbell's Creek first.
Oh, yeah.
Because he played down there.
Yep.
So I went to Campbell's Creek, and then I think I left there round 16 and then went to the camp.
Wow.
Lois, do you hear from Dustin? I mean, clearly not today because he would be busy as, but when was the last time you spoke to Dustin?
Saturday night.
Ooh. Oh, after the game.
How was he feeling?
Yeah. We go down to the rooms after the game and then across to Punt Road, and he comes across there after he does his recovery. We don't see him or don't talk to him for long because he's so tired after the game.
And the thing is, Lois, he's a popular boy. I mean, he has become one of Australia's, you know, the name that you'd speak in your lounge room. He's absolutely famous. And to you, he's just your grandson. How bizarre is it for you seeing him on TV and stuff?
Oh, I love it. I love it. Like this morning, you know, I got a little bit emotional seeing him again this morning on the news.
Mm.
He's deserved it, and he's doing what he loves.
Yeah, exactly.
Playing football.
Hey, Lois, when I play this back to you, just tell me how it feels when we do this. Here we go.
Richmond, D. Martin, 3 votes. I declare the winner of the 2017 Brownlow Medal, Dustin
Martin.
Went
wild.
Did you?
Yes.
Was there a few tears? Because obviously your grandson, I've got
there
a grandson
was.
As well, and they just mean the world to you, don't they?
Yes, there was. There was tears. I felt a little bit stupid. But
don't be silly. I don't feel like that, Lois.
Gosh, and you told me before you were reading comments on Facebook. Do you stalk him a bit, Lois?
Yes. and I share a lot of the things, you know, that's written about him.
That's awesome. And look, he deserves everything he gets. I notice, Lois, he's not a massive fan of the media. He doesn't like to talk too much to
the media.
He hates it. Does he?
He hates it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I can remember a few weeks ago, his mum did a story in the Herald Sun.
Yeah.
And he said last night he was filthy.
Yeah, I saw
for
him
a few days. Yeah. Because he didn't, didn't want anybody knowing his business.
Well, it's his business, isn't it, after all?
Yes, Yes.
But it's such a difference, because a lot of the footballers are very confident, and clearly Dustin is too, but they like to say what they have to say. And he just got up there and said, look, guys, can we just get this over and done with?
Yes. Yeah, I had a few laughs at some of the things he said.
Is he a lot more... Just give us an insight, Lois, and your grandson, Dustin Martin, on Triple M. Is he a lot more open when he's with, say, you, being his grandma?
No, he's still quiet.
Yeah,
don't get much out of him. I mean, we don't see him a lot because he lives in Melbourne, you know, and he doesn't come up here. He hates up here, he said. So I suppose it's boring after being in Melbourne.
A bit more quieter.
Yes.
No,
his brother's coming over from Barcelona, so Tyson, he's coming over, I think, Thursday he gets here.
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome.
It'll be a huge family event for you. Well, we cannot wait. We'll watch it on the TV unless you've got a spare ticket for us, Lois. But you enjoy the day.
I wished I had bought more. Gee, I could have sold plenty. Like the scalpers.
Lois Dustin Martin's mum, grandma, is a scalper. So.
I've got none left.
Ah, that's all right, Lois, we believe
you. They're all for the family.
Yeah, good on you. Enjoy the day. It's a massive day. To make a grand final in any sport's fantastic, but the AFL is just the pinnacle, isn't it?
Yep, and we're just so proud of him. So
hopefully
the grand final Saturday and him winning the Norm Smith.
Yeah,
we'll
double whammy.
That'd be a big year. Hey, Lois, say hello to everyone in Castlemaine for us. It was a big night last night, and hopefully enjoy the grand final this week, and the great man picks up another medal or two.
Oh, hopefully.
Go Tigers.
Thanks, Lois.
Okay, yes, go Tigers. Go Duff.
Ezzy, you should feel good.
I just feel really uncomfortable about bringing this up on air because I know they listen.
Yeah, sure.
And it's a really awkward situation. The thing is with this is I don't think I'm the only person who suffers from hairdresser guilt.
Oh, okay.
Especially if you're like me, I'm a blondie. When I go to the hairdresser, I'm there for 3 to 4 hours. And, you know, you spend a lot of time with your hairdresser.
You do.
You talk about... You open up to them. You talk about your life. You talk about what you've been up to. And I've actually become really good friends with my hairdresser, Paige. She invited me to her wedding. She's beautiful.
Wow.
Absolutely beautiful. But the last... Oh, I hope she's not listening to this.
Oh, she will be.
The last two times I've gotten my hair done, I haven't gone to Paige.
You're terrible, Muriel.
I know. I'm terrible, Muriel. I've gone to a different hairdresser because she's a bit cheaper, and I feel awful because I love Paige. She's beautiful and she does a great job. I don't know if she's noticed that I haven't been in a few months.
Oh,
I don't know if
notice.
She thinks I'm just rocking the regrowth.
They'd notice.
Do you think she knows?
Yeah, of course they do. I think that a crime like that, and it is a crime, let's face it, should be, they should bring back public lashings.
But we're talking about mobile phone car blockers and whether or not you think that they should be put in all of our cars so you can't use your phone at all.
Made compulsory. Let's go to the phone.
Yep. John's in Kalgoorlie. John, what do you think?
Well, I think to stop them from talking on a mobile phone is take the car off them for a couple of days and then charge them to get the car back.
I think they might. They may do that anyway with the rules, which are, what is it, when they take your car, I'm pretty sure they
impound it.
They impound it, yeah.
Yep.
I'm not sure the what is it, 4 points and $500 for your phone. I don't think that's working. Johnny?
All right.
Yeah, I don't think that law, I just don't know if it's working that. I mean, it's just easy to pick up your phone and you think everybody that rings you or texts you is important.
Mm.
Well, yes, but I don't think you're ever going to get them to learn.
Well, we'd like to think we've got to start somewhere because the problem is at the moment, as you'd say, you drive around Bendigo, yeah?
Yes.
You see it pretty often?
Trucks and everything.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
you
common?
See it all the time.
Yeah, I bet you do. Yeah, and it's frustrating, you know. Thanks, Jono. Appreciate it. Let's go to Kenny, who's out at, I'm pretty sure we're out at Raywood, Kenny.
Yes. Good morning, guys.
Yeah.
Hello, Ken. Do you think car blockers should be made compulsory?
Well, I have a little idea on that. I've been driving for over 35 years, trucks and all sorts of things. I think they've got these interlocks for drink drivers.
Mm.
Why can't they come up with something that can go in a car? Once you've been caught talking on the phone or text, especially texting, if they can block that and have a way that your phone can still ring, as long as you've got Bluetooth in your vehicle, you can answer it.
So you reckon, well, I reckon the issue, and the Ez has brought it up too, it's not so much the calls, because, you know, like if you've got hands free, that's fine and we can take a call. It's more or less the notifications, the text messages and things.
Even Facebook.
Yeah. Well, text messages, and I've seen lots of people sitting in traffic on the Western Ring Road and all over the place. And if women aren't texting half the time, I'm not saying it's about all women, but there are quite a lot of women out there that put their makeup on while they're in traffic. And next thing, they run up the backside of another car.
Yeah, I've seen that happen. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Stupid.
You know, like these interlocks they have for cars, if you get caught drink driving and they put an interlock in your car, you've got the inconvenience of having to stop all the time. And you also have to pay to have it put in. And then every month you've got to pay a certain amount.
I suppose if there was a mobile phone blocker you had to buy yourself and it was a couple of hundred and it had to be in your car,
it's not a bad idea.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea, but then you've got to police it. If the car wouldn't start unless that was in there.
They still police it with the interlocks they put in for drink driving. So,
do they? Yeah.
If you've got to go and get it downloaded each month, and that should be in a car for 6 months.
Yeah, not the worst idea.
A lot of people out there that would think twice about it if they've got that inconvenience having to go and get that all done.
Yeah, it's a great call, Kenny. I'm just concerned, you know, I've got a teenager at 16. He wants his L's, he'll get his P's and all that, and this demographic coming through, excuse me, that's what they know to text, don't they?
Yeah, they don't like to call.
It is getting easier now, though, because a lot of telecommunications companies, you get unlimited text, but you get unlimited phone calls as well. So,
yeah.
People can use the phone rather than texting, as long as they've got Bluetooth.
Yeah, well, it's a good debate. It's on. Thanks, Kenny. We'll let you keep going, mate. Appreciate your call to Triple M. On the Facebook, have your opinion, because everyone's got a different opinion on this.
Yeah, they do. You can join the conversation. Triple M Bendigo is our Facebook page.
Mobile phones, should they be locked in cars? It's a hot debate. It's Coggo and Ez, thanks to coolturf.com.au. Dusty Martin, winner of the Brownlow last night, boy from Castlemaine, done well.
He's not the only Central Victorian guy who is absolutely smashing it at sport at the moment. 9-year-old Harry Arnett goes to St. Libs.
Big H.
He's on the phone.
Is he?
Harry, tell us what you did on the weekend.
I won the Australian Kart Championships.
Harry, you won the go-kart championships?
Yeah.
Wow.
Not just the Bendigo ones, though, the Australian ones.
Yes.
So you're the best go-karter in Australia?
Yes.
For what age group's that, Harry?
7 and 9.
Wow.
Huge.
So you've won there. Where was that being held?
That was at Albury.
Albury. So you went up to Albury with mum and dad. You got the kart in the back and you said, I'm going to win an Australian title.
Yeah.
So now that you're the best in Australia, what do you get to do now?
I get to go to Portugal to represent Australia.
Harry, from St. Libs, you go to school at St. Libs, you're on school holidays. You go to Portugal to represent Australia.
Yes.
Gee, how special is that?
At the World Championship.
Oh, my goodness. Harry, that is so cool. How did you get into go-karting? How often do you do it in Bendigo?
I got into go-karting because my dad and all the time.
Well, if you, you reckon you're pretty quick on a go-kart, don't you? You think you're pretty good?
Well, just before you answer that, Harry, was Dad a go-karter? Is he a go-karter?
Yeah, I've raced go-karts.
Oh, hello, Dad.
G'day, Dad.
How's things,
mate? Yep.
So we were wondering, because Coggo over here, you know Coggo.
Yeah.
He reckons he's pretty quick on a go-kart too. So we were wondering, we know you're on school holidays, if you would come down to the zone with us a bit later on this morning.
And get your bum kicked.
I want you to race Coggo because he reckons he can beat you, Harry.
I can beat you, Harry.
Yeah.
Do you reckon Coggo can beat you?
No.
We'll see, Harry. You might be surprised, sunshine. We'll have a time trial because, otherwise you'll try and run me off the track. But I reckon that's all. You're on for that, Harry, this morning?
Yeah, can I bring my own go-kart?
You can't. No, it's not a BYO go-kart, Harry. It doesn't work like that. No, you've got to go with the go-karts they've got at the zone, which are okay, by the way. So we'll just see what happens, eh?
Can I reach the pedals?
That's a very good call, actually.
I don't know. We'll I can, and you probably can if I can, Harry. I reckon you'll be all right.
Hey, Harry, if you can't, I couldn't give a stuff because I want to beat you anyway, all right?
You're not going to.
All right, Harry.
We'll see you later on this morning at the Zone. Thanks so much for coming on. Good on you.
Thank you, Cogo and Ed.
You're the best. Good on you, H. 7 and 9 year olds. He is going to represent Australia at Portugal on the go karts at a serious issue, but I will beat him this morning at the Zone. Triple M, it's Harry Styles. It's Cogo and Ed's for coolturf.com.au. Great grass, I should say, all year round. All right, the debate's on. The AFL have said, Richmond, bugger you, can't wear the normal everyday jumper you've worn for 622 years. You have to wear a clash Guernsey for the grand final this week. Not too many people are happy.
Well, they've worn it before. They wear it for some of their games if they think they're going to clash with another side. I just can't see how yellow and black clashes with navy, red and yellow.
No, I think we're both the same, of the same opinion. And just on that, the Adelaide theme song, you wonder if we don't play it. There you go.
I think I'm on the Adelaide bandwagon.
Good for you.
Just because everyone else is on there. So
there's one of you then.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Anyway. We're asking your opinion, 13, 27, 10, as we get rid of that bloody theme. Yeah, go on.
Cheryl is in Maryborough. Cheryl, are you a Tigers fan?
Through and through, yeah.
Hey.
What do you think of their clash, Guernsey?
Well, look, it doesn't matter to me. The yellow, it's still yellow and black after all. And I think that yellow with the black stripe does stand out better anyway. And I don't think the players will care what they're playing as long as they get there.
Yeah, absolutely. And they have got there. You must be excited.
Yes, yeah, I'm excited because we've got our tickets we've put into the ballot. My two sons and I, we've been members for 15 years. So we put in for the ballot thinking, oh, well, what's our chances? And we found out last night we got tickets.
Oh, we actually crossed you. We had a secret microphone in your joint when you found out you got the tickets. And it sounded like this, Cheryl. Is that how it sounded?
Yeah, I was pretty excited. I was pretty excited just watching the game the other Saturday night.
Mm. Yeah, no, huge. And you're going to the grand final, Cheryl.
Yes. Starting
to
cross that off my bucket list.
Oh, yeah. Very jealous. That's awesome. If you need another friend to take, can you call Cheryl?
Thanks, Cheryl. Enjoy.
Okay, thank you.
Let's go to Nat. She's there as well. What do you think of the clash, Guernsey, Nat?
Well, I think the bigger question is, are the umpires going to wear yellow as well? They blend in because they tend to love their yellow.
They do a bit, don't they? They probably go with the pink or the light blue this time, I would think. I don't know.
Do you reckon they tend to clash? Sometimes I reckon they do it just to stir a bit of
the pot. Yeah, probably fair enough.
I don't know, but yeah.
What do you think about this clash, though, of the jumpers with Richmond and on Adelaide and Port Wishaw?
I get it with the black and the navy, but Richmond will be wearing their white shorts anyway.
Oh, yeah, true. I didn't even think about the shorts.
Yeah.
So that's where that bit will go.
What colour is Adelaide's shorts? Navy.
Well, they'll be navy if they're home.
Yeah, right.
Are you a Richmond supporter, Nat?
No, I'm a Essendon Carlton.
Hey.
So we're on the tie.
Everyone's on the tie.
On you, Nat. Enjoy grand final day. It's going to be a beauty. Uh-oh, worried about this bloke.
Simon's on the phone. Now, we know you're a Tigers supporter, Simon.
Yes, I am indeed. Absolutely.
Well, tell us more, the clash.
I reckon it's a massive brain fade for any club. I mean, last time we were in the grand final, I was all of 8 years old. I think I was watching on black and white TV in the kitchen at home, and I had no problems figuring out who was who because I looked at the shorts. I mean, seriously, come on. Let's just wear traditional gear and get into it.
You'd think they'd know their teammates by now, wouldn't you?
Well, it's not that. It's the umpires.
I would think so.
It's the umpires that have trouble. That's it's coming from them. Is it?
Yes.
You wouldn't like it, though, Simon.
By OPSM for a reason.
Hey, there's the boss doing his thing. Get on your boss. It's Cogo and Ayres, Triple M, just on 10 past 8 for coolturf.com.au. You need the soppy music, don't you?
Yeah, go on.
All right. This is the rare time we get to play it, and you want it. Here it is. Soppy music time. Have a listen to this.
This is almost the wrong music because this is the most hardcore marriage proposal that I've ever seen.
Oh, it, another one for you. Hang on.
Go on. Oh, that's worse. So there's a couple in Bendigo, Dean and Brooke. Yesterday, Dean proposed to Brooke.
Surnames, please.
Brooke's surname is Garner.
Dean's McDonald, I think it is.
Good. Thank you. Glad you knew that. They own Vamped Tattoos and Art, so you can probably see where I'm going with this. Do yourself a favour. Jump on the Triple M Bendigo Facebook page. Have a look at the picture of the tattoo that Dean got yesterday. Brooke's on the phone.
Brookie!
She can explain it better for us. What happened to you yesterday, Brooke?
I was surprised with an amazing tattoo. And the question at the bottom was, will you marry me?
Oh, hang on a second. And you said?
Yes.
Now, Brooke, the tattoo, it's you. It's a dead ringer. It looks just like you. Did he do it on himself or what was the story?
No, he got one of the guys from Vamped, Jesse Ruddick, and she did the tat for him.
It looks amazing.
Now, Brooke, was there any tears?
Yeah, there was, actually, from both of us.
Now, he must have been pretty sure you were going to say yes, because that's a tattoo is forever.
It is, yeah. He said he wasn't sure. It was about 50-50.
Oh, no.
Well, he went all in, didn't he?
He really did.
What would you do? Because it is a dead ringer of your Facebooky on his leg. What's your now future, your fiancé, what's his surname? Is it McDonald?
McDonald, yeah.
Yeah. So Dean has put it out there. What if you said no because it's you? I mean, you couldn't change it. It's bloody you, Brooke. I mean, and you'd have to change it to will you bury me or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It'd be a pretty big cover-up.
It would be. Now, Brooke, obviously you've got a lot to do with Vamped as well, the tattoo studio. So did you have any inkling that he was planning this or starting to draw the tat or anything?
No, well, all I knew is that he had a surprise for me and I wasn't allowed to go into work that day.
Well, tattoo, I don't know much about tattoos, I don't have one, but surely that tattoo would have taken a while.
I think it was about 3 hours, maybe.
Wow. Yeah. So your face is now on his leg, is that right?
Yeah.
So what did he do? Walk up to you and drop his dax, or?
Well, no, he went and put shorts on when he came home from work, and then he came into the lounge room and he said, "Oh, I've got a cramp in my calf."
Oh, the old cramp in the calf trick.
And he wanted me to just see if I could feel it on the outside, and I went to there was a tattoo there. I'm like, what is that?
And you saw it and it said, "Will you marry me?"
Yeah, I had to read it a couple of times.
Yeah, well, that's one of the most... Well, that's interesting. I've never seen that before.
Awesome. Absolutely awesome. If you want to see the tattoo, the photo's up on our Facebook page, Triple M Bendigo. Brooke, congratulations. We are stoked for you. And I reckon Dean's pretty relieved you said yes.
Yeah, well, I can't believe, though, that you actually got the... Once he proposed and you looked at his leg and said, will you marry me, Brooke? I can't believe you got the gun underneath and went, yeah, I bloody will.
You'll have to.
I think he's going to have it written yes or something underneath it.
Oh, good on
red
you.
Or something, I think. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm not going to do it, though.
All right. Well, good on you, Brooke. Congratulations. And obviously, you have marriage on the way. We have a wedding on the way.
Everyone can get tats at your wedding.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll MC Brookie as an I. Only cost you $500 each, but no. Well done, Brooke.
Well done, Brooke. Congrats.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
There you go. Different way to do it. It's on our Triple M Facebook page.
So cool.
If you want to look. Triple M. It is 93.5 Triple M right across Central and Northern Victoria. It's just on a 8:15. Where's Sammy Newman? Is he back there?
Can you hear us now, Sammy?
Yeah, you didn't cut me off, did you?
No, we wouldn't do that to you, mate. I think
You haven't borrowed the sound equipment from Channel 7 or anything, ever.
We may have, Samuel. We may have.
Hey, Sam Newman.
Where did we get to?
We're talking the AFL Grand Final footy show tonight. You're wrapping things up. I want to know, it's been a funny season for the AFL footy show because you lost a host, mid-season and Eddie Maguire stepped in. How did you go with all of that?
Well, Craig Hutchison took over from James Brayshaw at the start of the year, And then Craig, I think, mutually decided to move on or step down, and Eddie came back, and that's just about the chronological order of how we're going. We're going okay, I don't suppose. We're back to the healthier years of the footy show. We have some competition, which we love, and we hope that they succeed. We just hope we don't fail. So we're here, and we're doing it tonight, and hopefully it'll be entertaining for football fans.
Very diplomatic.
Sammy, you at your age... Yeah, it is very diplomatic. At your age, you're flying. How many more years you got left in you, mate? Because you're looking good.
Oh, mate, I'm just a week-to-week proposition in life, let alone being on the footy show. Probably go into a facility during the summer and just or a home or something like that and just relax. Then they'll probably fill me up with vitamins and peptides and push me towards the studio next year. And probably, I think they're hoping I'll collapse and die on air because they think that could be a ratings winner.
Oh, Sam.
Always looking for a boost, aren't they? Yeah, good call.
What about with all the other, you know, rival footy shows and what's it called, the Front Bar and things like that, do you ever get any offers to go anywhere else? You must.
Well, I've had inquiries over the years, but I'm a Channel 9 employee and... I've been doing this show, as I say, for 3-4 years. So people tend to know your contractual arrangements and therefore don't bother necessarily asking what your plans are, because they probably know what your plans are because you're contracted. So I'm not sure that I would be in too much demand after... after this.
You might be surprised.
You never know. Yeah, you might be surprised. Yeah. Probably Channel 9 trying to think of a very diplomatic and soft way of letting me down, telling me I'm no longer required. We're only, as I said to Eddie, the first day we started this 24 years ago, I said, we're only filling in time till we're sacked. As you two are there, everyone in the world is that don't own their company.
Yeah,
correct.
Therefore.
Hey, Sammy, just a quick one on the footy. A couple of years ago, I think you lost a lot of interest in it. You seem to have got a little bit of interest back in the AFL. That'd be fair to say?
No, it wouldn't be fair to say. No, I haven't got a lot of interest. The umpires have driven me away from the game, not because they make mistakes, because they're so anally ridiculous about how they judge our competitive sport. There is no need for three of them. Two is enough. Probably one's enough, but we'll settle for two. And they all insist on trying to be part of the game and pull you up for things that are honestly so pathetic and ridiculous. And that annoys me more than anything, so I choose not to go.
Yeah,
but I'm very glad that people do go. I'm very glad that people do go, and if they love it, that's fantastic. I'm a bit over it.
Fair enough, too. It will be a big night tonight down at Rod Laver Arena. You've got some big stars on the show, too, not just footy. You've got our own Dustin Martin, because he's from Central Victoria, of course.
And you find Dusty Sam. He's just he doesn't give a fat rat's toss bag about the media, does he? He just wants to get on with it.
Dustin is about as comfortable as a cat in a room full of rocking chairs when it comes to actually being part of the media. He doesn't like it at all. I know Dustin pretty well. And he would far rather get out on the park on Saturday than actually have to sit and answer stupid questions posed by idiots like me and everyone else. So he's more comfortable doing it rather than being part of it.
Well, we will watch you try and ask him a few questions tonight. It's all happening at 7:30 tonight on Channel 9.
I'll tell you who we have got on, in case. We have a woman called... Helen D'Amico on, who, if you'll remember, and she was the last person that ran onto the ground without any clothes on when Richmond played Carlton, and she is going to try and break the curse of Richmond that she put on them all those years ago in 1980, and we're just wondering what she'll come out as and dressed in, so I'll be watching very closely, Helen.
I bet you will.
I don't know how old she is, but I'm not so sure how old Helen is.
Yeah.
Let's hope she keeps most of her clothes on. Mind you, if she likes to take them off, I'll join her.
Yes, that's what we want to see.
On you, Sammy.
Sam Newman, thank you. Have fun tonight. Enjoy it.
All the best.
On you, Sammy. Sam Newman, the footy show tonight on Nine from 7:30, earlier time too, because they're doing everything. But Helen D'Amico, as Sammy said, was the lady that was a streaker.
I hope marathon. Her and Sammy streak tonight.
Yeah, it'd be about the same age, I think.
Oh.
93.5 Triple M right across Central and all of Victoria is, it's pretty, well, it's special, isn't it? I mean, if I press this button, you've actually got to be able to perform.
Just press it, Brian.
Righto. That's what you get.
What the flaming hell is going on?
Take all it right. away, please.
Hodgy. Luke Bloody Hodge, you have played, you've been a Hawthorn superstar for, I don't know, a while. And people love you, and they love you so much that when I went to your game against Geelong, they handed me a cardboard cutout of your face. Now, I wore it for the whole game because they told me, Luke Hodge, that it would be your last home game for Hawthorn. You told me, Luke Hodge, that you were retiring, so I wore your mask and I looked like a total goose because it was your last game and I wanted to celebrate that for you. Until last night, Luke Hodge, when I turn on Talking Footy, look, Coggo, there I am with Luke Hodge on my face, looking like a goose.
Oh,
there
you he did is. Too. You went
total
all the way.
Total idiot. Talking Footy last night, Wayne Carey tells me that you're going to play for Brisbane next year. Hello, McFly.
What?
That's not retiring. That's just changing clubs. Make your mind up. And if you're going to retire, then do it. But if you're not quite sure, then maybe keep it hush-hush at least till the end of the season. We all look like idiots now.
No, you do. We don't.
Ridiculous.
Did you bring the mask home?
I'm never putting that mask on again. I won't be doing it when you're playing for Brisbane, that's for sure.
Please explain.
Well, fair enough, too. All right, well, Hodgie, by the look of things, if you don't know what Ez is on about, it looks like he's going to go and play for Brisbane.
He's
and
like John Farnham. It's the last time.
Actually, you should rant more often. I like it.